Hello and welcome. If you've ever stood in a pet store aisle whisper testing names into a tiny collar, you already know. Naming a dog isn't trivial. It's a training tool, a daily ritual, and a little cultural artifact you'll say thousands of times in the park, at the vet, at family gatherings. After coaching hundreds of pros, trainers, breeders, shelter teams, even brand strategists, here's the truth I wish I'd had on day one. The best dog names don't just sound cute. They carry meaning. They either nod to a breed's heritage or capture one dog's one-in-a-million personality. Ideally, both. A dog's name has two jobs. Meaning, honor origin or reflect temperament. Bouncy, serene, witty, regal, so you've got a story you love telling. Function. Be easy to call, distinct from common cues, and crystal clear in noisy places. Trends spike and fade. Heritage-rooted and personality-driven names age well. And unique is local. If three dogs in your class share the same name, it's not unique, no matter what the national list says. Here's what most people miss. Dogs hear names differently. Research from behaviorists shows dogs respond best to punchy consonants and clean vowel shapes, sounds that cut through air and chatter. That's the difference between a recall that works and a head tilt that doesn't. So start with a North Star. Decide, heritage first, personality first, or hybrid. Make that call before you brainstorm. Heritage first honors country of origin, working role, or cultural context. Personality first mirrors how your dog actually moves through the world. Hybrid lets heritage set the palette and personality pick the final color, my favorite. Many owners use an 80-20 split. Lean hard into one, season with the other. If heritage is your North Star, use a simple framework I call the heritage grid. Origin, function, culture. Origin, the where, country, climate, landscape, language. Function, the why, herding, hunting, sledding, guarding, and the job's jargon. Culture, the surrounding story, folk tales, literature, place names, everyday nicknames. Example, Jack Russell Terrier, a British working terrier born to bolt foxes. Origin gives British countryside, bracken, heath, thistle, moor. Function adds fox hunting terms, tally, from tally-ho, scent, bolt, view. Culture offers diminutives and literary sparks, pip, midge, cricket. Dip into real working jargon and you get names that feel perfectly terrier. Quick, bright, a little mischievous, and easy to shout across a field. Example, Siberian Husky, developed by the Chukchi people for long-distance sled work. Geography, taiga, tundra, Lena, Baikal, Altai. Climate and nature, aurora, drift, frost. In a U.S. context, Russian names that roll off the tongue, Misha, Yuri, Nika, Zoya, are respectful and practical. The upgrade is moving beyond generic snow names. Taiga or Lena carry real place-based meaning and still sound beautiful from your back porch. Quick note on cultural respect. Aim for accuracy you can pronounce clearly. Stick to place names, common given names, and nature terms. Avoid sacred terms and caricatures. Honor heritage. Don't costume it. If personality is your North Star, think like a documentarian for a day or two. Watch your dog at three moments. First 5 minutes after you clip the leash. 10 minutes into a walk. And the quiet minute before sleep. What's the vibe? Spark plug or old soul? Social butterfly or dignified observer? Notice micro moves. The prancy trot, the wiggly greeting, the sit and stare. Then match sound to motion. Quick, percussive dogs shine with bright, crisp names. Tally, Cricket, Pixel. Mellow, stately dogs fit open vowels and smoother shapes. Milo, Nova, Luma. Say the name three ways. Happy call, urgent recall, bedtime whisper. If it works in all three, you've got a contender. The hybrid method blends both. Build small name banks to mix and match. Places, function terms, nature, people or characters from the region. A sound palette of letters and syllables you love. 2 minutes per bank is plenty. For a Jack Russell, places might be Devon or Cotswold. Function gives whistle, bolt. Nature adds heather or bramble. People gives pip. Your sound palette might be quick two-syllable names ending in a vowel. Combine lightly. Pip lands because it's British and bright. Tally nods to fox hunting and is fun to say. Cricket evokes quick movement and a British summer night. For a husky, your banks might yield taiga, lena, drift, misha. Choose the one that matches your dog's stride. Let's talk sound design. This is where science meets real life. Names starting with crisp consonants, K, T, P, D, B, M, carry better over distance. Distinct vowel shapes help your dog separate their name from ambient noise. Stick to one or two syllables for training. Save the long, poetic version for Instagram. Avoid rhyme collisions with common cues. If you use sit, down, or no, steer clear of names that echo those sounds. Factor in your neighborhood. If your street has three Bellas and two Maxes, your unique won't feel unique during recall practice. Try this mini workshop today. 1. Choose your North Star, heritage, personality, or hybrid. Commit for 20 minutes. 2. If heritage is in the mix, sketch your heritage grid, origin, function. Culture, super simple. 3. Build 5 tiny banks, places, function, nature, people, sounds you like. Jot 10 total items, not 50. 4. Watch your dog for one vibe word. Sprinter, scholar, jester, monarch. 5. Mix from the banks until you get 5 candidates that fit the vibe and pass the whisper test. If one makes you grin when you say it, star it. 6. Field test. Do a 3 recalls with a treat. Try it at the door, then in the yard or hallway. If the name feels clumsy or your dog seems uncertain, you'll know. Do the city test if you can. Can you call it once clearly and hear it bounce back? 7. Run the social test. Picture the vet waiting room. Imagine shouting it across a muddy park. Try introducing your dog to an elderly neighbor. Does it travel well? If you share a household, have everyone try the top 2 options with the same upbeat tone. If a coin flip leaves you disappointed, you've learned your true favorite. 2 quick snapshots. A client brought home a tiny, fearless Jack Russell who moved like a hummingbird. Their list of cute names all blurred together. We switched to the heritage grid and landed on Tally from Tally Ho. British nod, punchy sound. It stuck because it felt like the dog's gait. Another family adopted a gentle husky who drifted on leash. They were circling snowy and ice. We pulled a map and tried Lena, Baikal, Drift. When they said Lena, the owner smiled without meaning to. My favorite green light. Months later, they still tell strangers, Lena like the river, and it turns into a mini geography lesson plus a moment of pride. You'll notice this as you test names with meaning. They don't wear thin. Pop culture spikes can be fun, but when the fad fades, you may wish the name did too. Heritage and personality names age like good leather. They get more comfortable with every mile. A few final tuning notes. If your dog is easily overstimulated, pick a smoother name that calms your mouth and energy. Nova instead of Zip. If your dog hesitates on recall, choose a name that pops fast and cut it with a happy tone. Kiko, Tally, Misha. If you've got another dog, avoid names that share starting sounds or rhythms. Milo and Miko will turn into a sitcom. Remember, uniqueness is local. Your training group, your block, your vet's lobby. Underneath all of this is something bigger than a label. A name is a story you'll tell for years. How your dog came to you, what they're built to do, how they make you feel. When you choose with purpose, grounded in heritage, tuned to personality, and designed to be heard, you get a name you'll love saying on your best days and rely on during your most stressful ones. For a deeper dive, the sound science more heritage examples, the full method. Check the written article. But you don't need to memorize anything to start. Pick your North Star. Make 5 small banks. Watch your dog. Say the names out loud. Choose the one that feels like a story you're excited to tell. At the park, at the vet, and right there in your kitchen on a quiet night. Thanks for listening, and happy naming. May your next recall be crisp, your next walk joyful, and your dog's name the beginning of a story you never get tired of telling.